This is a bright light, ain't it?
You ready?
Oh, my bad. I know what.
Coach on the road once again, tell you youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here, Vinny. How we doing there?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
Just fine. I'm going to let you introduce yourself to my Chicago audience.
Yeah, my name is Vinny Capra from Florida. And it's about my seventh year in pro ball.
7 years?
Seven, yeah.
You're an old man in here now.
Oh, no, not yet.
So how a Florida boy wind up in Chicago?
Just playing the game, man. The game gets you traveling around, and, you know, that's one of the perks of playing. You know, you get to travel to places that you probably wouldn't normally visit.
Mm-hmm. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Vinny in the big leagues. What's it feeling like?
It's incredible. You know, it's your dreams. You know, ever since you're a little kid, playing ball in the backyard, playing some stickball, you know, mm-hmm. It's just kind of all that coming together. And, you know, you get to play this game for fun, you know. And mm-hmm. It is a fun game at the end of the day, so you just get to go out there and compete. A bunch of guys around you that are doing the same, and there's really no greater joy.
Stickball. Today, kids, they don't know that about no stickball.
That's how you get good hands, man. Good hand eye, you know, stickball, little ball. Yeah, playing in the backyard with your brothers, neighborhood friends.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of kids look at you guys, they think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They don't send the dues you got to pay to get in.
Yeah, I think it took me 4 years mm-hmm. to make it to the big leagues. So, you know, a lot of development, a lot of work, a lot of hours go into that to be able to be ready to be up here.
So what was that minor league journey like?
I mean, it was a lot of ups and downs, mm-hmm. you know. You learn to struggle. You're playing every day. You know, you go from college playing 55 games, and now you're playing 142. Mm-hmm. So you learn to take care of your body, and you learn what to do on a daily basis to be able to go out there and compete at your best.
There were some days that I'm through with this. I haven't given it up.
There's definitely some tough days in there, you know. Dog days of summer. It's hot. It's, you know, but that's also, you know, you got to form your mental and be able to go out there every day and give it your all.
You know, Torrey Hunter told me about his peanut butter jelly days at the minor leagues. You know anything about that?
Yeah, man, those are staple. You know, you get some PBJs before the game, and it's good fuel. Got everything you need.
So, I mean, what is it like? I mean, you know, I heard about the Chris Sale stories, 6, 7, 8 guys in one apartment. What was that days like for you?
I think the most I ever had was 5 in one apartment. So it wasn't overly crowded, but it was still crowded. Yeah, those were the days where, you know, you're living off of a lower paycheck, so, you know, you do what you can.
So that's what they call a grind, huh?
That's a grind, you know. Get up, 12-hour bus ride, play a day. Yeah.
12-hour bus rides?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, you have 12-hour bus rides, you get in at about 10:30 a.m., 11 a.m., play that night.
You know, guys think this like high school. You get on the bus, you're on there for an hour, you're at the ball game.
Yeah, I wish. I wish it was.
So, I mean, when you get to the big leagues, all of a sudden you find out it's a whole different world, a whole different level.
Yeah, I mean, it's different travel, different schedule, but, you know, you're going East Coast, West Coast, and playing, it's you know, it's really honing into your routine, you know, when you get here, and it's holding on to your routine to be able mm-hmm. to go out there and make sure your body's ready, to make sure you're mentally ready, and to, you know, ultimately give it your all for that game that night.
So for youngsters coming up in the big leagues, I mean, what's it like making it to the big leagues, all of a sudden you're going to Dodger Stadium, you're going to Yankee Stadium, you're going to Boston Stadium, you're going to Wrigley Field. I mean, what is that like?
It's cool. You know, you get to experience those fields firsthand. There's quite a few I haven't been to yet that I want to, but still, yeah, you walk into those stadiums for the first time, and it's just kind of a surreal moment. You know, you played it on MLB The Show, you know, growing up, and now you get to walk in there and play on that field. You know?
Well, speaking of MLB The Show, you know, when I was coaching, and we were on the road with my travel team. We got back to the hotel after the game. ESPN, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, do you be turning on ESPN looking for yourself?
I don't. Usually
right,
after the game.
Right.
If I make a good play, you know, I hope it'd be up on the top 10. But, you know, it is cool to see yourself, you know, on the TV. And, you know, you get calls and texts from people who are, you know, just as excited to see you on the TV now. And so it's a cool moment, you know, to be able to be there and to do those things that, like, you once saw as a kid. You know, those guys you idolized on the TV, now you get to be kind of that role model for the guys growing up.
So what mama think about her baby being in the big leagues? I know mama be, you know, boo-hooing and everything.
Yeah, she's you know, overwhelmed, you know, with the emotion of it all, and super supportive, super loving of it. And, you know, she contacts me every day, and mm-hmm. we're just about. And so it's, you know, she's overly pleased no matter what happens, you know.
So have you brought out to the end of the games yet?
Yeah, she's come out to quite a few. This year she was in opening day in New York, and then they came over to Milwaukee for a series, so when I was up there. And so, yeah, so they're starting to get to the point where they can travel and be able to, you know, come watch me play.
And I know Mama gets to sit in the skybox by the game going, oh, week.
She don't care where she sits.
Don't ask that. So, I mean, you know, what is it like? You know, you got your uniform, you got your numbers, and all of a sudden you see kids walking around with your jersey on with your name and number.
Yeah, it's cool, you know, to be able to see that and just know that, like, you can make an impact, you know, on the next generation coming up. And so hopefully, you know, you do everything you can to kind of be that guy that they can look up to and you know, ultimately be that guy that you looked up to.
Who was your first major league hit against?
Brooks Raley, Tampa Bay Rays.
First home run?
Anthony Rodon.
My man Rodon.
Rodon, yeah.
You got the ball?
I got the ball.
What'd you do with it?
Oh, it's at home. All right, yeah, it's safe. It's
coach going to fire that ball. Put it on eBay. Last two questions. Who are some of the guys that you idolized along the way coming up, major league players?
You know, I definitely looked up to Derek Jeter, one. You know, being a shortstop, I played shortstop, so he's always a good role model to look up to. And another one like Dustin Pedroia. Mm-hmm. You know, just a grindy player, just hard-nosed, played the game the right way. So I really enjoyed watching him play.
You're going to call out two heavyweights, huh?
Hey, I mean, yeah, you know, they did what they did to make their career, so.
Last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Get that call, you're going to the big leagues, walk in this locker room for the very first time, see a uniform hanging up. Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but, you know, it was, I had to sit there for a little bit, right, and soak it all in, because, like, that's a moment that you're not going to get back. You know, that's the first, and, yeah, you're not going to get that back. So I just sat there and soaked it all in for a couple minutes, and then went on with my routine.
I see that tear coming down. Coach on the road with the man, Vinny.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Elite Baseball 4, 1.us. We invite individuals to participate in our Fall Baseball League, which takes place on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. We are currently seeking committed baseball players to form 6 teams. Season information. Duration September through November. Location Northwest Indiana and Chicago Southland. Eligibility open to participants age 17 to 60. For further details, please visit our website at elitebaseball411.us, elitebaseball411.us. On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, and visit our website. On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, and visit our website at mem247.com. That's mem247.com.